In Acts 16, I'd like to go ahead and begin to read the story of Paul and Silas in prison. In the 16th verse, it begins. Don't need to read really every verse, and we'll pick it back up a little later. But in Acts 16, verse 16, then, this is the way it begins. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. So let's stop there just a moment. Last week on Wednesday night, what had touched my heart was Peter and John on the way to a prayer meeting. And lo and behold, between then and now, it kept coming back to me to look at how Paul and Silas saw God give them a breakthrough and a breakout to where they would find that there was more, that they had not arrived. And I'll tell you the way that really spoke to my heart, and then we'll get into some of the scripture. But as I saw that in my heart, my spirit was touched by the fact that we could look back on the last 6.5 years and thank God for Brother Bradford's ministry as pastor and things that were done that helped the youth in the building and the children in the facilities and so on. And we could say, well, haven't we arrived? But the Lord seemed to speak to my heart and say, now look at what it takes for those who are somewhat hindered by something in their life, whether it is a physical problem or a family matter or something having to do with their life, their job, their community, where they live, their neighbors, whatever it is. If they are so distracted and feel so hindered and so locked in by something that they have to keep faith that there's more, that they cannot settle back and feel like they have to give up with what's been done. What's been done is wonderful, but that's not all. Amen? There's more. We have not arrived. And so that's the title of this message tonight. Now, when this happened with Paul and Silas, then they found that they had so disrupted a business that this woman was creating money for that they were dragged into court before the magistrates. They were accused and found guilty of disturbing the peace or whatever charges they brought up against them. And they were beaten, flogged, and put in prison. These dear men, who all they wanted to do was help people have release from the kingdom of darkness and know Jesus Christ in his fullness, and suddenly they get thrown in prison and are locked up and locked in. Now, when we go down to verse 25, it says about midnight. About midnight. So they didn't make it to the prayer meeting they were going to, but about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. I tell you, when you want to pray bad enough, and when the circumstances need prayer, you just pray wherever you are, right? And they didn't get to that prayer meeting they were going to, but just kind of like last week, all of a sudden there was a big disruption in them going to the prayer meeting. Last week, it was that Peter and John found out that this lame man who looked to them begging for money, all of a sudden, as they looked upon Peter and he reached out and took the lame man's hand, and the man's ankles received strength all of a sudden, and Peter helped him up, and then he started jumping and leaping and praising God. That was something that happened on the way to the prayer meeting. Tonight we see that a young lady who is bound by the spirit of the enemy to tell fortunes and make money for those who have control over her, all of a sudden is set free by two believers who are on the way to a prayer meeting. Now, if we keep on getting this message, we may expect on the way to prayer meeting next Wednesday night, somebody would need us to help them and to see what the Lord would do. Now, would you believe right now I'm reminded of something that was called into me right before the prayer meeting tonight, and I forgot to write it down. And right in the middle of when I thought I was so focused on a message, it just comes into my mind. Now, what does that mean? Well, in my feeble mind, I don't know what it means, except I forgot it earlier. But it is coming to me right now. B. McGraw was pulling into a Sonic earlier before service. She's always here on our worship team. She had to call my cell phone and say, somebody hit my car. I'm hurting on my right side, but not bad. and can't be there tonight. Lord, would you just touch her now, please? Let her feel the love of God and the prayers of God's people to you, Father, and the answer for her pain, and that she will recover quickly, and the finances will be taken care of just fine, and you will bless her and turn this into good somehow, Lord, if she prays for those who are involved in the accident and blesses them and helps them. Lord, whatever it takes tonight, bless be and bring about her healing and her strength, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you all for praying. And so for Paul and Silas, then, to be praying in the midst of that kind of locked-in situation. And it says, secondly, they were singing hymns to the Lord. And the other prisoners were listening to them. So something's going on there that in spite of the circumstances, God's word is getting through to those other prisoners. In spite of the difficulty for the servants of the Lord. Now that's, come on, that means that we may suffer at times in order to just be faithful. Just do what you can do to help somebody. There was that girl being delivered. They were willing to pay the price, whatever it was, for the name of the Lord to be lifted up, for the power of the Lord to break through. And now there they are having to just trust God and just lift their hearts to the Lord because they had to believe. This is not where it stops. There's more. God's going to give us more. And so as they don't lose faith, as they stay encouraged in prayer and praise, suddenly an earthquake, it says, happened. And it was so violent, verse 26, that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. And the jailer woke up. And when he saw the prison doors open, drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." So Paul, in the midst of it, reaches out to a man who was ready to take his own life. Paul, on the way to a prayer meeting and intercepted by something that he thought would only be a blessing to people. Paul finding himself locked in but not discouraged and believing and praising and singing and trusting. All of a sudden, the Lord sets them free and the jailer starts to take his own life. "Don't do it," Paul said. "We're all here." Oh, how he loved people with the love of God. And so the jailer called for lights, rushed in, fell trembling before Paul and Silas. Brought them out and asked them, "Sirs, what must I do to have what you have?" In other words, what must I do to be saved? If you treat people good enough, somebody's probably going to ask you, "What can happen to me to help me find what you found?" If nothing else tonight, but the Lord wanted to encourage you to hold on and be true under pressure, and sing and praise God in the most difficult times. And see what God will do. And if you don't feel like there's a breakthrough yet, try not to get discouraged. And just see how the Lord would make you a blessing to somebody in the middle of a time like that. When you're feeling so bad about your own situation, but somebody comes across your path that needs you, needs to be rescued, needs to be stopped from harming themselves, needs to be encouraged not to take it out on their family or whatever the situation, and you realize the Lord is with me at this time, and I should believe God to help them, to touch them, and see what God will do. And the jailer was told, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, it just kind of impresses us with that fact. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. He felt for them now. He realized their hearts were so good towards him. Washed their wounds, and immediately he and all his family were baptized in water. And the jailer brought them into his house, set a meal before them, was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. Well, if you're struggling in a circumstance, if you're blocked from the answer to the dreams, the desires of your heart, seems like, if your prayers for God's gracious hand to be upon you have not seemed to get any further than to the ceiling, don't give up your vision and your faith. There's more. You have not yet arrived. So this is what it kind of meant to me. God wanted to free Paul and Silas from the prison they were in so that a new work of God's grace would come through them, first for the jailer, perhaps for the other prisoners. But God saw in the future for Paul and Silas, more people needed to be delivered. More singing needed to rise up to God. More sermons needed to be preached to the lost. More praise to God needed to be lifted. More intercessory prayer needed to be given. More prisoners or jailers needed to hear from God. More churches needed to be started. More people needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And more comfort and love needed to be shared with people. Paul and Silas, I'm going to set you free.
Amen.
For you and me tonight, God wants us to see beyond and to see that He has something more that we have not yet arrived. God wants more people to hear Pastor Jeff's messages of salvation and the baptism in the Holy Spirit than have heard before. God wants the lost to be found and saved out of their consequences of their sins. God wants more healing of the sick to happen. God wants more intercessory prayers to be being prayed here. More songs of praise and commitment to the Lord to be raised. More support given to the missionaries at home and abroad. More families restored to wholeness. More comfort and love for the grieving. It sounds like the book of Acts is still supposed to happen here. Oh God, grant it. There's coming a day when we can say we've arrived. But that's not today. Not at this moment anyway. Now, if something happens on the way home and I arrive, then I've arrived. But there's more that God wants to do. When this journey on earth is ended, we can then say we've arrived by God's grace and His favor on us. God's word says, "Be ready, for in such an hour as you think not, your Lord will come." He is coming. And we are going to arrive by the grace of God. He's coming. I encourage you by telling you, He's coming with rewards for you. I say sometimes to those of us who are caring for those who are not well at home, there's a reward coming to you. I say to those sometimes who are having to go the extra mile to make ends meet, for the family that has lost a husband or a wife and it's a single mom or dad, there's a reward that's coming for you. He's coming with His rewards. He will come to receive you and all of His people as His bride. And He will come to have the marriage supper of the Lamb as the bridegroom to be honored. And we're looking forward to that day. But for now, let us have faith. There's more. We have not arrived. There's more God wants to do in these days, months, and years ahead. By God's grace, as long as God gives us life and breath, we can help one another pray through. We can help one another seek the Lord. We can help hold up one another's arms. We can help our pastor know that his hands are lifted up in prayer every day. And the Lord will give breakthroughs. Because He's the same God that set Paul and Silas free for what He wanted them to do. Now He wants more done than has yet been done, and He still sets people free. Amen?
Amen.
So as we pray tonight in closing, I felt that we should pray that the Lord will help anyone here tonight that has heard a word for you in a time of difficulty in your circumstances. If you are still suffering physically, someone may have testified tonight that the Lord took the burning that was in their back, in their pain a week ago, took the burning at least, that the Lord seemed to free up a hand. But if you haven't received quite yet the completeness then that the Lord may be encouraging you tonight. Keep singing and praising the Lord. Keep praying and looking to the Lord. It could be at the midnight hour. It could be at the darkest hour of your experience that suddenly God shakes you loose from the chains and sets you free. Now, if the Lord wanted you to hear that tonight, if the Lord had you here to hear a word to encourage your heart, He's got something good in store. He's got something in mind for you. And released to a newness of faith and pressing through, there must be going to come some victories that God wants to bring about around you, with you, through you, for you, in the midst of your situation. And so as we look to the Lord tonight, I just wanted the Lord to do something here tonight that as we press in one more time, we're going to be able to just lift our hearts in praise and worship as this service ends. But right now that we would enter into prayer one more time, I don't know if you'd like to lift your hand to say, you know, I need the Lord to just bring a fresh victory in my life and let the breakthrough come. Is that what you're feeling right now? And you want to raise your hand and really say to the Lord, oh God, let it happen to me tonight. And we pray together with you and believe together with you. It's not so necessary for us to see your hand. Let's just raise to the Lord right now. Why don't we stand together? Raise to the Lord right now your petition. And pray at the midnight hour of your experience. And pray at the darkest hour that you may go through. And trust the Lord right now and see what He will do. Lord, you are faithful. Lord, you are faithful and true. You know the need tonight. And we believe you, O God, that even in the most serious need here tonight, there is yet a word from the Lord to say, keep praying and keep singing to the Lord. God will bring you through. There's more. Don't give up. There's more the Lord has for you. Lord, as you give that assurance and that peace, we rejoice in you, Lord, for the one who receives right now and for how they see a breakthrough come, the breakthrough that you give, the release that you give from the bondage, from the hurt. Lord, if the bondage is some hurt feelings, is there not yet a way that that can be shaken off tonight and loosed from that chain by the grace of God? Lord, if it was an earthquake for Paul and Silas, what is it tonight but a fresh move of the Holy Spirit to magnify Jesus in our midst and loose them and set them free? Thank you, Lord, for that freedom from that worry. Lord, not only a hurt or a disappointment, but if there's a worry tonight that seems they can't shake it off, would you not, Lord, by your intervention, loose them from it tonight and say, you're still the same. You're the God who shares love and victory for them. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, and you know, and the person knows here right now that has that joy of faith and believing, trusting, and something happening, believing that something will happen. And yes, Lord, the one here tonight that just called those few days ago and said, I can't hardly stand it to see my grandson, my granddaughter going through what they are. Please pray that God would help my family. Lord, for that to be represented here right now tonight, no doubt there are others as well. Lord, you want to do something with our grandsons, our granddaughters. You want something to happen through their lives that can be world changers. You want something to happen through them that brings victory and the will of God through their lives. And Lord, we just pray tonight for one another that our grandchildren will rise up and be strong in spirit, be strong in faith, be strong to speak up for Jesus and stand the pressure in the name of Jesus. We ask that there be a vision and a dream that comes upon their heart, born of the Holy Spirit, that they will be all you want them to be for God in this world. We will rejoice in it and be glad. Thank you, Lord, as you take us into that area right now. Hallelujah.